Hey everybody, welcome to this Friday's edition of LifePoints Drivecast. My name is Christy Lowe and I'm the Missions Director at our Lewis Center campus. Thanks for joining us. As always, I am going to actually continue the conversation on lament that I began a month ago. So if you did not listen to June 4th's Drivecast, we set up this idea of lament, what it means to lament, why we lament, do we need to lament? And so I would encourage you to go back and listen to that first before you join us today. It'll help set up the whole topic for you. Well, I am very excited about continuing the conversation today because I have actually invited my very good friend and partner in ministry, Jenny Rogalski, to join me this Friday. So hi, Jenny.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I invited you onto today's Drivecast because you and I have really walked this journey of learning how to lament together.
Yes, we have. Long hours together.
Long hours. So I would love, with your permission, to just ask you a couple questions about your story, about your journey, and what you have come to learn and to know about the prayers of lament.
Yes, that sounds good.
All right, so the first question I'd love to ask you is just, when you were first introduced to this invitation to lament or to bring your complaint directly to the Lord, unfiltered, tell me a little bit about what your initial response to that invitation was like.
Boy, I struggled with it. I felt like it might be disrespectful. I felt like it almost might be sinful if I was to complain that this God that I knew loved me so much, had this world completely under his control and his rule, for me to go to him and say, I don't like how this feels. I don't like what you allowed in my life. Felt a little unsafe even. Mm-hmm. But I feel completely different now.
You do?
Yes.
So your initial response is there's something that feels wrong about this.
Yes.
In a sense, there's something that feels unsafe. Good words. Well, unsafe. It felt like this might be sinful.
Yeah.
Who am I? Right.
Yes.
To
yes.
ask the
yes.
Lord questions about what he's allowed and what he hasn't. And, but something's changed.
Something's definitely changed.
Something has changed. So it sounds to me like you took the first step, right?
I did.
You took the risk. You had the courage to move into a space that was far more honest with the Lord. Tell me just a little bit about what that was like.
Yeah, it was interesting to think that I had no problem being honest with other people. Mm-hmm. But when I thought about going to the one that created me, the one that knows me the most intimately, mm-hmm. The one that's journeyed through all of these spaces with me, felt like I didn't have that permission. But now I just sense his deep invitation. I feel mm-hmm. like often as I'm praying, I feel his invitation to come. Just come and sit mm-hmm. with him and be with him. And so now when I think about lamenting before my Father, I get the picture of a little child that wants to come to their dad. And the dad is welcoming and has space for that child to be able to hold complaint or dissatisfaction or hurt really well. And I feel loved, even though I'm experiencing feelings that I don't like.
Wow. So something you said feels huge to me is you kind of liken this to a child coming to a father. And I think in our human experience, right, to bring a very honest version of our pain to any other person or complaint is sometimes not met with kindness or safety or this interaction, like, I'm big enough to hold your negative emotions. Mm-hmm. So we have to kind of wrestle with that a little bit, don't we?
Yeah,
like,
we definitely
do. We have to wrestle through, is God gonna, I mean, mm-hmm. You and I are both moms, right? I mean, your kid complains enough.
Yeah.
Eventually it's like, okay, enough. But I think you and I both have learned to experience that that's never, ever God's response to us.
Yes.
So let's transition into talking about that. What have we experienced, and what does the scripture show that God's response to our complaint is? I think as we look through the scriptures and the laments through Psalms and other biblical authors, as they bring these complaints, we kind of see some similar questions on repeat in various forms. And it's, you know, how long, O Lord, is this going to happen? You know, where are you in some sense? I can't find you. Why have you abandoned me? And then also this idea of, if you really love me, Lord, then why? Why did this happen? Why did you allow this to happen? So why don't you speak to even just those a little bit?
Yes, I definitely have found myself asking the Lord those questions or similar questions during times of lament, and learning to be more honest that it's okay to ask those questions, and it's modeled for us in scripture. And the response that I get isn't necessarily the answer to the questions as much as what my heart really longs to hear, which is, I'm here and I know.
Wow.
And often I will hear just that very thing. I know. I know that hurt. I know that was hard.
What does that do then, you know, in the midst of a very vulnerable moment?
Yeah. I feel like it brings healing.
Yeah.
It brings healing because you can ask the question of, you know, God, I know where I was. Where were you in these moments? And he was there. It doesn't always feel like he was there, but when I bring that to him, I give him the opportunity to speak to me that he was there.
And he's there, and he actually grieves with you.
Yes.
The I know is the sense of, like, I grieve it too. It wasn't supposed to be like that.
Yes. Yes.
And that changes us.
It does change us.
Well, Jenny, I cannot thank you enough for joining me on here today and being a part of this conversation, because you have been a huge part of this conversation in my life over over the last few years.
Yeah, same.
yeah. So I'm going to ask, would you be willing to just close our time today praying the words of one of the Psalms?
Yes.
For and with all of us, of lament.
Yeah, Psalms 22 is what came to mind, and it's actually the psalm that Jesus quoted on the cross during one of his deep times of grief. So Psalms 22, the first few verses say, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out to you by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one that Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame."
Well, thanks so much, everybody, for joining us today. And we hope that you hear the invitation of the Lord to come to him honestly. And so we do hope, as we end this time today, that you'll take a little time to pray and to sit with him and to feel his presence. So I hope you guys all have a great weekend. We'll see you later.